You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, for the whole next hour. And I'm working here with a brand new board. Everything seems a little different, but boy, is this show so different, so different. Today, I don't have musicians in. Do either one of you two play an instrument?
No,
I couldn't carry a tune with the bag.
Okay, so today with us, we have Gray Ebi,
yep,
and Richard Jai.
Gia.
Yep. Gia, okay. Yep. Richard and Gray are with a, I think most people would recognize them from Instagram, and it's called?
My Davis, California.
There you go. What's My Davis, California all about?
Like Peter was saying, we are a Instagram channel. We also are on TikTok and YouTube, but we are predominantly on Instagram. We share all things Davis, so whether it be events, news, food, anything that has to do with Davis, we want to cover it. So we love Davis, and yeah, we're just giant nerds.
Just two big Davis nerds that had to show as much off as we could about the city of Davis.
Okay. That's wonderful. We're going to try to mix it up with a little bit of music. And I think you guys will be surprised some of the music I've picked.
We love it. Davis has got a great music scene, I think.
Yeah, we worked with a lot of artists in town.
So I'm going to start with, what should I start with? I won't even introduce it. This song, all of you will know, and tell me when we're done, both of you, tell me why I picked this song. Okay? You ready? Here we go. Whoa, guys. Everything has changed around here.
We're fighting the technology right now.
Exactly. Things have changed. All righty, we're back. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in the studio now, all trying to help me. What's going on here? While they're doing that, I'm going to ask Richard, how did you even start working on this kind of project?
That's a good question. It really, we started about during the pandemic, a lot of people were for sure bored, us included, and we really were just taking pictures of all things Davis, whether that be trees, sunsets, squirrels, random stuff all around Davis.
Right.
So one day we decided to take a picture of some food and this picture of Yankee Dumpling, very awesome Chinese restaurant in South Davis. Took a picture of some dumplings. The video got 100 likes, and that was our first post that got over 100 likes at the time. And we thought to ourselves, there might be something here. So we decided to continue to take pictures of things, and eventually we started to make videos. And, yeah, we noticed that nobody else in town was really doing this, so we just stuck with it. And, yeah, we've been here doing this for, yeah, I think 3 years now. Jeez, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you said 100 hits, which is quite a few, really, for just putting it on there. What's the max you've ever had?
Our most viewed video was, I think, a little bit more than 8 million on Instagram. And then we had another one.
8 million?
Yeah. And then there was another one that is a really fun one. They have a food hole on campus, which is exactly how it sounds. It is a hole of food where anyone can go load or stock or do whatever it might be. And we went there organically one day, and sure enough, the video did really good. And I think that one did around 2 million or so.
Wow. Who in the world is watching this? We only have, 65,000 people?
Yeah. It's clearly the world, because it's not all of Davis.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're going to have to push the chair a little over and get really close to that mic. So tell me that first one that went over a million, what was the story?
Oh, gosh. You want to take this one?
Okay. Well, we've had a few that we've been lucky that I would say did really good. So there was the one that did 8 million was exactly what you would imagine for the internet. It was high-level brain rot. And one of our favorite establishments here in town, Steve's Pizza,
yes,
they wanted to do something really fun and funny. And
yes.
So they dipped a pizza in a 5-gallon bucket of ranch.
Oh,
it was not a normal pizza, by the way. It was a massive pizza. It was like probably the size of your mixer here. It's huge.
It's hard to turn away when you see a 5-gallon bucket of ranch and anything happening.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yes, that is the silliness of the internet.
Well, I'll say. So that's what got you guys going. Now, how often do you post a new one? Is that on a set schedule, or do you do it whenever?
When we first started, we were trying to post as much as we could because, yeah, we knew there was a lot of stuff to cover. But now we try we have definitely higher standards for ourselves than when we first started. Now we really try to make everything a full production. We do a lot of editing. We try to make sure the scripts and everything look right, the captions all sound right. But on average, we probably post anywhere from 3 to 5 all the way up to every day. So it really... It varies depending on what's happening in town and how fast we can edit, how fast we can film. Sometimes we post 2 times a day.
Let's just hang on a second. Let's see if this song comes through now.
Okay.
We're just going to give this a go here. Jim, you are a masterpiece. Thank you. Everything is working fine. Now you may leave. So, did either one of you recognize the song I started out with?
Yeah, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. Why did I play that song?
Because we're old.
If you're old, I'm ancient. So, why did I play that song, though? It's got a huge connection to Davis. Huge connection.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to learn something here.
You are. Green River, when those guys lived in Oakland, they would come up here to swim in Poudre Creek. That's the Green River.
Whoa. That's the Green. Okay. I did learn something then.
So anyways, so now you're introduced to that. I am going to now go to, I think what I'll do is, let's see. Let's just play one other song. I went on Spotify, and I asked Spotify, are there any songs about Davis? Right?
Mm.
Three popped up. Number two on the list was this one. I'll tell you why I think they picked this song. Okay? It's the end of the world. Spotify picked the song. You go to Davis, you're going to the end of the world. I have no idea why they picked this song. Skeeter Davis, of all things. I think it was the 60s.
Okay.
Probably before you and you were even born.
That is true.
Okay. I have some questions for you guys. So throughout this, I'm going to throw them out here. I'm going to ask, first of all, both of you to answer this question. How many traffic signals, stoplights, are there in the city of Davis? Have you traveled all over the city?
I would say maybe like 85%. Yeah, I'd say 85% of the city, at least traffic light-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see here. What are the boundaries? Are we defining, so like Causeway, if you're heading east, and then...
Within the city of Davis... Proper. Not okay. Proper, but the city of Davis limits. That's east, west, north, south.
Okay.
How many traffic lights?
Let's see here. We got Covell. There's probably...
Oh, don't even start that list. Just tell me.
Give me a number. Let me say. I'm going to say, I don't know, it's got to be less than 30.
Okay. Oh, how about you?
My guess was much higher. I was going to guess around 180.
Oh. So who would win? Is it the most over or the most under?
Just the closest. The
under,
delta.
I think. If we're playing Price of Right, it's the under.
65.
Oh, okay. So we're not a one-light town. We're a 65-light town.
Wow. You got it. You got it. And that is just the intersections. Now, each intersection could have 10 lights.
They could,
sure.
They could
right?
load downtown
yeah.
with lights
yeah,
if they wanted
exactly.
to. Thankfully, they haven't. But.
Exactly. So... is this going to be a career for you guys doing this kind of stuff?
Sure hope so, if we're lucky.
In the short time it has been, it's been shocking that, that there's just so much interest in our wonderful little city of Davis.
Yeah, it is. But would that be true any city, any especially small, even a big town? I mean, people in whatever, San Francisco or Dallas, I'm sure, are proud of their town.
This is my... bit of insight, and I hope Richard can interject. We know other people who do similar things to us, where they are, for lack of a better term, digital creators or influencers.
Right.
But a lot of the ones that are in big cities are kind of under like one note, right? They just do the food that's here, or just
right.
do the night scene that's here. The beauty of what we get to do with Davis is we get to work with the university and restaurants and events around town, and that's kind of what I think makes Davis different to me is that, you know, there's a lot going on, and you don't have to just be just food or just this or just that, you know.
Yeah, we try to cover it all. I think there's a account dedicated to Las Vegas where, you know, they promote
right.
new casinos come in, new restaurants. But it's not like there's no personality. It's more of just like a tourism base. Like, I think it's an account that literally exists just to drive tourism. It's not really
okay.
like an authentic – I don't want to throw any shade to the Las Vegas account, but I think what makes us different is like we're boots on the ground, we're out there, people see us looking goofy, filming stuff,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that maybe makes us a little bit different.
Okay, I told you about the city of Davis having or looking for a song. I couldn't find one, but I did find one, and that is a group by the name of what is their name? They sing a song called the Davis Song. I'm going to play it, and then I'll let you guys know who it is. One of the main characters in that musical group is a DJ on here called Frank. His name is Frank Fox. But anyways, let's take a listen to the Davis Song. Kind of fun.
Boom, boom. 16 miles from Sacramento, heading west on 80. You will find an oasis where avenues are shady. Laid out on a grid of alphabets and ordinal numbers, you'll find merchants selling pizza, cars, groceries, and lumber. Folks go peddling to and fro, to work, to shop, to classes. Others sit in chat at cafes, clinking ice show glasses. Some would rather jog about or do some skateboard jive. Yes, I guess I really must admit some people drive. The city I sing of is Davis. It's the place the UC Regents gave us. Over 100 summers are the norm, I better warn ya. D-A-V-I-S-C-A spells Davis, California. Aggie spiced tomatoes, picnic day, green belts, and vet school. Farmers market and the rec pool. Amtrak stops here umpteen times a day. What more could a person ask for? What more can I say? Oh, Poota Creek, the Arboretum, Central Park, you just can't beat 'em. Solar homes and a slow freight train through town. I don't understand how anyone can put it down. The city I sing of is Davis, where the peace of mind I crave is. If I ever move, I know I'm gonna mourn ya. D-A-V-I-S-C-A spells Davis, California. Some may claim we're in the sticks. Please write 9-5-6-1-6. And now that we are oh so great, we've added 9-5-6-1-8.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's pretty good.
Frankie and the Fabletones.
The only thing I don't think I heard was anything about the turkeys. But they did really good.
Or I didn't hear anything about the turtle tunnel.
Mm. Oh, the frog tunnel.
Or the frog tunnel. Yes.
We did a video on that. That was a fun one.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, that's what made Davis famous with, what was his name?
We saw that Stephen Colbert had came here for that.
Yes.
Got quite a bit of attention. That was one of our first really fun, silly videos to do, was just, what is the state of it right now? And it's not good.
Right. When Stephen Colbert was sent out to do these kind of funny little things, right? Right, yeah. Okay, we're back again. We're sitting here talking with the two young men that have created a smash hit right here in Davis on Instagram called My Davis. Which one of you came up with the idea?
Gray actually came up with, he's the name of the page, and yeah, I mean.
Davis isn't an idea. It's nothing to come up with.
That's awesome.
It's, you know, on the internet, a lot of times, especially when you're scrolling, you'll notice a lot that there's not very much wholesome content. And I think Davis is a wonderful, wholesome city. And it's always nice to just add a little bit more wholesomeness to the community.
So. Okay, nice. Yeah, nice. Well, you guys are being yacked about around town. You think you're going to do this for free, right? But I'm going to give you guys a job to do.
Okay.
Who wants to take the first one, the first job?
I'll take it.
Okay. Then I would like for you, we have K-Dirt Alerts.
Okay.
And K-Dirt Alerts are about important events coming up in our lives, right?
Okay.
The KDRT life. So here you go.
All right. I just read this?
Yes. Here we go. Richard J. is going to read it.
Okay. K-Dirt Alerts. All right. Who, after 10 years of sharing the music of Davis-grown artists with an international KDRT audience, Clyde Bowman, a.k.a. Connections Clyde, host of Davis Music Connections, is hanging up his broadcast headset for good. Tune in for Clyde's final farewell fiasco, complete with surprise guests, Looney Tunes, and donuts. On Monday, September 1st at 3 p.m. here on KDRT 95.7 FM Davis, KDRT.org worldwide. We're going to miss you, Clyde.
Alrighty.
Did I do good?
Good job. Confirmed at least one of us can read.
You did excellent. Okay, let's see here. We're going to give Gray And what kind of name is Gray anyway? Where did that come from?
It's an old family name that's just been around forever.
From where originally?
I think it's British, I think is what it's from. But I know that having been named Gray, I get to say like the color every time I introduce myself because you're just not used to hearing that as a name a lot.
So. Well, now every time I have my morning tea, Earl Gray, I know that I knew a relative.
Once upon a time.
Right.
Well, I haven't got any of the benefits from it yet.
So now your job is going to be, as you know, I usually have musicians on here, local bands. I know that's just horrible, isn't it? Maybe if you could just move over a little and there you go. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to introduce the next song.
Okay.
So what it is I'm going to play the one that's up in green. That's a local band, Boca de Rio.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Boca de Rio.
Yeah, they've played at the International House.
They've played there. They've played all over. A matter of fact, for my 70th birthday party, I had them at the party singing for me. So whoa. I love those guys.
Very cool.
So what song are you going to play for us?
So we're playing number one right here,
right,
just to make sure. Okay, so we're going to be playing number one on this list will be The Big Poppies.
Sorry. It's not number one.
Have I been led astray?
You know, this one you're gonna do here, this one, My Samba.
Okay, we're going to give it another go. We're going to be doing My Samba Was Not Imported by Boca de Rio.
Here you go. Nice little Brazilian tune. And that'll give us a chance to take a breath here, guys. Here we go.
Bye. samba não foi importado. Chegando nos docks da Bahia de Todos os Santos, com frutas nativas, barros do vinho, garrafas da cachaça do deck exportada de lá. Mate não lá se mexe, Gilberto me dá água pra sobreviver. Meia-noite não contra das águas, alguma coisa acontece no meu coração.
That was my samba was not imported. That was right. It was not imported. Boca de Rio from their album, My Samba Was Not Imported. I'm sitting here with the My Davis guys, and my goodness, we're having so much fun. Richard Gia. I'm still getting it wrong.
It's okay.
And Gray Ebby, who is a long distance relation to Gray Earl T, which is my favorite.
Yeah, no funding relation, just maybe a name.
Maybe a name. Okay. So, anyways, of all the things in Davis we can talk about, which are all positive, right? I mean, like that park they just opened up for the kids, the water park, just packed with kids, even when I was driving by here coming here. But, I asked AI to tell me, what are the most common complaints residents of this town have about this town? You guys are traveling. You guys are doing your stuff. I'm going to ask you to list some, and I'll tell you where they rank.
Oh.
Okay. Let's start with Gray.
Okay. So we can tell you at least anecdotally from what we see on our page.
Right.
And the first thing that comes to mind for me would be more affordable housing.
Number two on the list. Wow. He just nailed it. I mean, just nailed it. Okay. Richard?
I'd have to say something about, like, stop signs, traffic, biking. Is that too many? Is that too broad? Like, what can I say? Pedestrians versus vehicles.
Dude.
Dang.
You're next.
Okay. This came up before.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be number one, but it might be on the list. I would say parking downtown.
Nope.
Oh.
Amazing.
Okay. Next one. I think one of the foundations that we started the page was that there's nothing to do in Davis. People think Davis is boring.
Yes, that's number four. Entertainment, nightlife, few options, lacking vibrant nightlife scenes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll try one more each, and then I'll go down the list.
All okay, right. This one, I don't know if it's going to quite make the list, but we do hear that there's not enough fine dining options in Davis.
Yes. No, that's not on here. No, it's not. Sorry.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Another dut.
Okay. What about something related to cows and it smells?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, number one, homeless.
Number one?
Number one. People don't like The encampment, drug use, poor police responsiveness to the homeless.
Okay.
And I know the police have an issue because, you know, the homeless have rights, and just because they're sitting on a sidewalk doesn't mean you can do much, right? So I get it. Number two, housing affordability. Number three, cost of living. Four, entertainment. Number five, decline in the bike culture.
Oh, decline in the bike.
And you know, I've lived here for 35 years, and I've noticed a big decline. Right now, the only thing I see is students, basically. People don't go shop. People don't go downtown, you know, blah, blah, blah.
We did a video very recently comparing the bike culture in the Netherlands to the bike culture in Davis.
Yes.
And Davis was among the highest in the United States as far as commuters using their bikes.
Right.
But that number has 100% declined from its apex of when they started taking this data. So I think, and don't quote me on this number, I always reserve the right to be wrong, but I think it was around Davis was around like 15 or 16% listed bicycles as their daily commuting vehicle. But the rest of the nation is feeble compared to Davis.
Yep, yep.
But I think the Netherlands, which we were comparing it to, they were around in the 30-something-ish percentage. So there's always room. So
The final one is a noise code violations, parties, property neglect, parking issues. So who came up with that?
That was great.
Parking issues. So interesting, isn't it? I was kind of surprised by these things. You talk about Amsterdam. I was born right there.
Oh.
I'm not from Amsterdam, but I was born in a town outside of Amsterdam in Holland. So I go back quite a bit. And to give you an idea, I went back, this is a few years ago now, and my cousins live there, right? They're both about my age, maybe 5 years younger. It's raining. I'm at my cousin's house, and the other cousin is coming with a birthday cake for someone. She has a car, and there's public transportation from her place to there. What does she do? She puts on this thing. She holds the cake under it. She gets on her bike and comes to the house. And I'm just stunned. I'm stunned. Why wouldn't you use the streetcar? Why wouldn't you drive your car? Now, the car parking is an issue, but still, that doesn't happen here.
It is deep bike culture, and none of them wear helmets while they're doing it. It's crazy.
I was last year, I was in Holland with my grandson, 16 at the time. We biked across Holland. At one time, three kids were following us on their little bikes, and one of them yelled, "Where are you going?" And the guy says, "We're following the Englishman," pointing to me, because... And the other guy said, "How do you know?" And he says, "Well, they're wearing helmets."
Dead giveaway.
Okay. Now we know homelessness and safety. It's a big problem in the country, right?
I feel like Davis is pretty good compared to other California cities.
There's definitely been some change, at least in our small purview of being in Davis. I've lived in Davis roughly about 10 years. I've definitely seen some changes. But it's a very deep subject. It's very hard to help both sides, appease both sides.
Right.
It's just it's something that I'd say at the minimum it needs attention. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's the summary table of resident complaint according to ChatAI.
I didn't hear anywhere on there that there's not enough Instagram channels.
Boom. So that's there something. We go. We're back. We're in. We're still in.
How long have you been doing this?
I think, like 3 years. I actually don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the exact date, to be honest. It feels like 3 years.
Okay.
You should just make up an anniversary for it or something.
Since you're getting these many hits now, do people approach you like, can you do something for us here? Can you look into this? Businesses, public officials, whatever, right?
Yes.
People send us very fun stuff, and we've taken a lot of we always encourage people to send requests because there's something that there's no way we can know it all. So anybody who has anything they want us to do or want to see, please, we encourage you to send it our way.
Okay. Where do they go? if they want to do it?
Oh, yeah. Just send us a message at, MyDavisCalifornia on any of the platforms. We try to be as responsive as we can. But
What are the platforms?
We got Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Our main one is Instagram. But, yeah, just send us a message. Leave a comment on a video. Whatever is easiest for you.
MyDavisCalifornia@gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah. you're old school.
And you have a website.
Yeah.
Yes, we also have a website.
There's so much to do in Davis, we wouldn't know about it unless it was for the community pulling us into these things. So for that, we're so appreciative.
Okay. In the 3 years you've been doing it, what is the biggest surprise?
Man, that gives me pause right there.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
You know, I think the biggest surprise is... We thought, well, at least I thought the account would reach some point where it would just stop growing. There's, Davis is 65,000, the school is a school, but it continues to grow. And that, to me, has been the most surprising thing.
Do you see your name changing to Maiolo? Because I noticed you've been in Woodland.
We love to cover everywhere as much as we cover Davis. Okay. That is the difficult thing is that, even covering Davis is difficult. You know, there's just so many events going on. Maybe if we could like duplicate us or clone a version of Richard, we can do a Maiolo.
Okay. Richard, I'm going to give you a job now.
Okay.
It's time for me to tell people what they're listening to, right?
Okay.
And the show. And who you guys are and what we're talking about.
Okay, all right. You are currently listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, KDRT.org worldwide. And we are My Davis, California. We are a local little Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube account.
And you're listening to Listening Lyrics on the KDRT network. You guys... didn't mention your names.
Oh, sorry.
That's part of the deal. Every half hour.
My name is My Davis, and his name is California.
Yeah. As you can tell, we are amateurs on the radio.
Yeah, Gray, Abby, and Richard, Gia. I'm going to have to write that down. So,
I've heard it's like a chia pet, so if that's helpful, you know, the old grass.
Chia. I got it. Alrighty, let's pick another song here. I talked a lot about different groups I've had on here. I've had individuals on here. I am going to play Nat Lefkoff's Avalanche Lily.
Let's go. We love Nat.
That's from his brand new album. Here we go.
We love Nat.
Touch me, turn me into moonlight. I don't need to be alright. I just need to know you. Empty sky up above me. I want you to love me, but I don't want to move. From the plane, I heard thunder, I saw pain, I saw hunger. The rain in the valley is pouring down on us in sheets. Let me lay here beside you and take just a moment to weep. Lonely, dancing with somebody. Driving through Nevada on the way to Montana. What if power is nothing? Happiness, nothing. We just run from our suffering. I saw fire in the summer. I saw pain, I saw hunger. They all burn and they burn until nothing is safe in their way. Hold me, sweet baby, I don't want them to take me away.
go home. Moonbeam, moonlight above me. I'm 200,000 miles away. I've known joy, I've known wonder, I've known pain, I've known hunger. I know under the snow there's a lily man waiting to bloom. It's the end of the world and I want to be back in your room. Lonely, the end of December. I call to remind you. I've known pain, I've known hunger. I know under the snow there's a lily bin waiting to bloom. It's the end of the world and I want to be back in your room.
Nat Lefkoff right here on KDRT, where the grassroots grow. When was the last time either one of you have been stopped for a traffic citation?
Oh, luckily, it has been a long time. It's even easier to not get stopped when you ride your bike most of the time.
yeah, that's true. How about you, Richard?
I have never received any. I've never been ticketed.
You better knock on wood.
So I've been pulled over, I think, once, and that was in my hometown a long time ago.
Where's that?
New Mexico. Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Okay. Well, take a guess at how many citations police give out a year here per the whole city.
Does this include bikes?
Actual citation numbers for Davis PD. That's all I know. That's all I know.
So per month, per year?
Per year.
Per year. In Davis.
In Oof. Davis.
Oh man, I feel like it's not that many. I don't even see that many for traffic. I would say less than 2,000.
Okay,
I was going to guess.
Yeah,
I think a lot of days have a low average. There is picnic day, which may pick up the numbers a little bit.
Right.
My annual guess is I'm going to say 1,200.
5 to 600.
That's way less.
That's really
than I
good.
Thought. Good job.
Isn't that or if you want to look at it the other way, really bad.
Well, yeah, 480 were on picnic day. No,
holy cow.
Wow.
I was stunned.
Yeah. I mean, I think a ticket a day would make sense for a traffic infraction or somebody run. A ticket a day makes sense.
That's 300.
Yeah, but we're at like what? What's 500 is 1.2-ish tickets a day? That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. I'll take
this
that.
This can't be right.
This
can't be right.
They must not be pulling over
the
bikers.
People joke that the police department in Davis is bored. Let them be bored. Yes.
That's
bored.
A good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
And it does say the actual citation numbers aren't available because they're not publicized. But if you want them, you can go to the city and request them.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That I don't know how exciting of a video that would be, but maybe we could do some statistics of Davis.
I feel like that's a flex. I mean, look how safe.
It'd be great to compare it to Woodland or Dixon or all the other
Sac, anywhere. Yeah, I mean, look how safe our streets are, essentially.
Good Lord. You guys, I know we talked about this a little bit. I was in touch with a friend, I'll say, and he's from the Ukraine, okay? And he talked about, you know, life there now. His sister lives there, how horrible it is and all that. But he mentioned Uman, which is our sister city. in the Ukraine. Mm. And I know you mentioned Brett's name. He goes there once in a while.
Ah.
You haven't talked Yelena. To him about it. Huh?
Brett Lee. Brett yeah. Lee oh, goes. Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brett Lee goes. Yeah. That's who you meant, right?
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you said
yeah,
Brett.
Yeah.
So he just came back maybe 6-8 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And he had to go all the way through the Ukraine to get to. And I don't know if he has to sign anything or anything, but he did it and came back. Amazing. But the city of Davis has 8 altogether sister cities.
Very cool. I wonder what the process is of signing up a sister city.
Do you want to take the show over? Because that was my next question.
Okay, let's learn.
Son of a gun. So that is my next question. And wouldn't that be fun to find someone from each country in Davis and talk about that?
That would be interesting. I guess, I don't know if this is offensive or not. Why do these cities want to be sister cities with Davis?
Well, because I think what happens is they don't list Holland. They had one in Holland. They try to find a city with similar size and similar, a university maybe, something like that. There is a connection of some sort.
Interesting.
Okay, right? Sister, so share some of the same DNA. That would make sense.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have one in China, Japan, the two in the Philippines. Well, why two? I don't know. Another one in China, El Salvador, South Korea, and the Ukraine.
Well, very cool. If anyone from the city of Davis wants to sponsor us, Richard and I are willing to go on a city sponsor trip to take one photo at each town. So
for science.
We can arrange that. Alrighty, let's go to a group that I've had on the show a couple of times. And this one song, they have, it's really a rock and roll group, but this song doesn't represent that. Do you guys know the Big Poppies?
The Big Poppies. Did they play at Davis Music Fest this year?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I believe they played at Sudwerk, is that right?
Yes.
They
were one of the feature acts.
Yes.
Kosa, how would you pronounce this? C-O-I-S-A Mandona.
Koisa?
Koisa Mandona. Koisa. Here we go. Okay. You guys ready? It's a great song. Thank you. Guys, isn't that a great song?
Yeah, that's a great.
Jeannie, if you're listening, I owe you a dance to this one. That's my wife, guys, not my girlfriend, okay? Alrighty, welcome back. I'm sitting here with Richard and Gray, and we're talking all things Davis. We're talking about my Davis. And how it all started, and how did you two meet?
Just
quickly.
Yeah, no, I was a senior in college, and Gray had a business in town, and yeah, met him just at Yakitori Yuchan, formerly Yakitori Yuchan. Now it's Yakitori Shokudo. Oh boy, can't
the
remember.
The Yakitori part is gone, but they're still a great restaurant.
Yes, yeah. Yes, love them. But met him over there. Yep.
Okay, you got a question for us?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. So, yeah, all three of us in this room, obviously, big Davis guys. I was going to ask, what is everybody's favorite thing about Davis?
Okay, so mine would be why I'm here. And that is I lived in Cincinnati for 35 years, and then it was time for me to move on. My brother and I started a business. I needed to be in Northern California. He was already in Southern California. My son doesn't drive a car, and he was just coming into his early 20s, and the bike paths. As soon as I saw them, I called my wife in Ohio and said, this is where we're going to be. He can ride a bike and go anywhere he wants. That's it.
That's a great one. That's a really good one. Yeah. Gray,
That kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, because the bike paths and the green belts are hands down my favorite thing.
There you go.
It's, you know, what happens when you don't have to get on the major roads or stop in a stoplight is all of a sudden the city feels a lot more like a playground.
Right.
So getting from here to there, if you're going through beautiful nature or relaxing trails or not dealing with car exhaust while you're doing it. It feels that much more accessible.
Well
and
said.
I love it.
Yeah,
for that
well
reason.
Said.
That's so funny. I think all three of us pretty much are on like the same thing. But mine for sure is a small town. I'm from a small town. I grew up in a small town. I don't leave Davis very often. My girlfriend always makes fun of me. Shout out to my girlfriend. But yeah, I don't like leaving Davis very often. And it's super convenient living in a small town because, like you guys are saying, you get on the bike path, you can get anywhere within seconds. I think going from West Davis to South Davis is far. Reality, that's like 3 miles. That's nothing. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, small town Davis is definitely my favorite.
Okay, so let's just remind everybody, you're with My Davis, which is on Instagram. Just go, if you are so inclined to look at this, it's My Davis on Instagram. That's it.
My Davis, California.
Oh, California. Yes, okay. Yeah. You've got a website.
Yep, we got a website. We're on TikTok. We're on YouTube and Instagram as well. And if you happen to be interested in Davis and things that are going on in Davis, it might be worth checking out.
Okay. And I want you, because you guys know Preacher from what does he do? The
Super Owl Trivia.
Yes, he was so good at that trivia. Yes. It was really
fun.
He's
great, yeah. So he's got a show here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I can't forget about that. Praise Time with Preacher. Praise Time with Preacher presents the spiritual sounds of gospel music, fostering the good spirit in all of us that drives us to be the best that we can be. Tune in Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on KDRT 95.7 Davis, California. And for replays and more, visit KDRT.org.
Guys, thank you very, very much.
This was a thrill. This was really cool.
This has been fantastic. Richard and Gray, both of you have enlightened an hour for us. So thank you. Keep doing the good work. Come back anytime.
Oh, same for okay. KDRT. Guys keep doing the good work. Okay. This is great, and we love the exposure you guys are giving artists. So thank you guys as well.
Thank you. You've been listening to Listening Lyrics, right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We're going to go out with another local group here, the Gold Souls, from their new album Something in the Air. The song is called calling on you.
I didn't know.
Alrighty, guys. We sort of had a hiccup there. Everything stopped all of a sudden. But I do want to thank you for listening. And I hope to see you next week. Listening Lyrics will be live on the air again with new guests, special guests, and very important guests. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend. Thanks all. Bye now.